I'm Rosemary Crick with a look at the latest BBC News. Carlos Ghosn, the former chairman of the Japanese carmaker Nissan, has appeared in public for the first time since his arrest in November on suspicion of financial misconduct. He's attended a hearing at the Tokyo District Court. Here's Rupert Wingfield Hayes.
Mr. Ghosn came in wearing a dark suit without a tie on. He was handcuffed around the waist. He then went on to make a very robust statement in which he categorically denied the allegations against him. He said he had been wrongly accused on meritless and unsubstantiated allegations. And he said he had not received any compensation from Nissan Motor Corporation that was not disclosed. So a very direct rebuttal of the allegations and the legal accusations that have been made against him by the prosecutors here.
The US National Security Advisor John Bolton is in Turkey for what are expected to be tense talks on the planned withdrawal of American troops from Syria. Last month, Donald Trump promised that all US forces would leave immediately. But on Sunday, Mr. Bolton insisted they'd stay until the last Islamic State militants were defeated. From Istanbul, Selin Girit reports.
Donald Trump first announced the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria after a phone call with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan last month. This was a move Ankara had long hoped for. Once U.S. troops pull out of northern Syria, the Turkish military would be able to cross the border to drive out Kurdish forces, which Turkey sees as terrorists. But with the Kurds turning to Russia for protection, Washington felt obliged to take a step back from Mr. Trump's announcement. His national security adviser John Bolton is trying to reassure Kurdish forces that they are still America's allies. That has left Turkey frustrated, and it is very difficult to see Ankara agreeing to protect the Kurds. In today's talks, both sides will need to strike a delicate balance as neither wants to damage their relationship.
The governor of the U.S. state of Tennessee has granted clemency to a woman who was sentenced to life in prison for murder when she was just 16. Cyntoia Brown says she was forced into prostitution and feared for her life when she shot a man dead in Nashville in 2004. She'll be freed on parole in August, but must remain under supervision for a further 10 years. President of the World Bank, Jim Yong Kim, is stepping down 3 years before the end of his term. The bank gave no reason, though it said Mr. Kim would join the private sector and would focus on increasing infrastructure investments in developing countries. BBC News.